This morning, a group of Guatemalan children, some as young as 7 years old, trapped in legal limbo. Held on a Texas tarmac for hours, the children finally deplaning after a federal judge stepped in. The Trump administration pushing for their removal, insisting they're acting at Guatemala's request to reunify them with their parents. But at an emergency hearing, a federal judge sounding skeptical, saying conflicting narratives from both sides leave it unclear if those children could face harm upon return, the judge temporarily halting their removal.
There are children that were taken out of the shelters and onto those planes who did not want to go back. It's that simple.
Speaking.
Here lies the main problem. This is why the Trump administration has lost 15 points in favorability on the immigration issue alone since taking office. It's because they promised the American people that they were going to target criminals, the worst of the worst, make us all safer. Yet they have been intentionally targeting the easiest possible targets in order to meet this arbitrary quota and satisfy Stephen Miller's darkest urges. For example, putting a bunch of children who probably barely speak English anyways, don't know how to get access to a lawyer, don't know how to use a lawyer, putting them all on a plane with no due process, sending them back to a country where they could face immediate danger. That is not only evil, but it's because they're trying to satisfy this arbitrary number, 3,000 detainees in deportations a day. What's easier than waiting in an immigration courthouse, waiting for a mother to show up and go through the normal procedure, and then tricking her, hoodwinking her, snagging her right there? That's happened over and over. There was an 83-year-old man. His family was told he was dead by ICE. They said he's dead. We don't know where he is. He was found in a hospital in Argentina like 2 months later. They are just deporting people, losing track of these people. There's no due process, and it's sickening. I want to talk about this story a little bit further because there are reports that these children could have been in a lot of danger. And even just that idea, the idea that that's possible, shows that due process wasn't fully carried out. We'll get there. But I also want to break down something a little bit closer. Literally, this is happening in Chicago, where I live, work, and record. Chicago Labor Day, Workers Over Billionaire Rally. I want to go through some of these signs because every single time I've gone to a No Kings protest or the rally I did with Senator Elizabeth Warren or Jasmine Crockett, I always make sure to talk about how beautiful democracy is. And I know It's in sort of a grim place. But look at all of these people uniting for one cause, putting workers over billionaires. I see a sign that says, only a jackass would send troops, because Trump has been threatening Chicago. I see a Trump blow-up. I see a bunch of workers, people who are here to protest on Labor Day. I see Christy Noem. It says, hey, Ice Barbie, funds for floods, not for fences. I think I see Pam Bondi right there. From 1984 to 2025, doublespeak lives on. The point is, protests are continuing to break out, and rightfully so. I also don't think the media has done a good enough job of talking about this story. This reads, in the dead of night, while most Americans were sleeping, the Trump administration ripped 180 kids out of their beds in foster homes and shelters and loaded them into vans headed for deportation flights to Guatemala. It took lawyers across the country working through the night to stop them. Then, you know, they deplaned at the very, very last moment, but they were almost sent back to Guatemala unaccompanied. Unaccompanied. There are conflicting reports regarding whether or not these children's parents are even in Guatemala. I'm sure many of them would have been sent back, would have been in danger, and would have remained unaccompanied. Now we have MAGA politicians on Fox News trying to inverse reality, as they always do, and they're claiming that liberal judges don't want these children reunited with their parents, but it's the opposite. We want the children reunited. That's why you have to go through due process to figure out, first of all, where are the parents? Are these kids going to be in danger? How do you best reunite kids with the parents? You can't just throw a bunch of kids onto a plane en masse. That's why we push back against the lies here at the Mockler Media Channel. at a time when Fox News seems to be infiltrating the televisions of like half of America, we want to correct the facts. It's also really, really nice to see people out on the streets. That's why I continue to promote these protests. Demonstrators are hitting the streets this Labor Day with supporters of Free DC. Now, this happened in Chicago. In this video, you see a Chicago Teachers Union shirt, but they're still saying, love DC, free DC. It's really beautiful to see the solidarity between cities. I'm telling you, people are pissed, people are mobilized. It's really amazing to see like-minded groups of people mobilizing across the country, albeit for different causes. Some of them are Labor Day protests, you know, for unions and workers. Some of them were No Kings protests. But I think they're all pushing towards the same broader goal, which is solidarity of the working class, of the people, over the billionaires who have been in power. This reads, happening now, hotel workers and labor leaders protest the unfair lockout of housekeeping workers in Chicago. Chicago protests were ripping today. I just wanted to cover some of that because the Trump admin is getting smacked with a lot of bad news. Not only did we learn that Trump's entire tariff regime got shot down, but their plan to deport a bunch of children got foiled, and protests are breaking out. This reads, judge blocks flights, sending hundreds of children back to Guatemala. Quote, I have the government attempting to remove minor children from the country in the wee hours of the morning on a holiday weekend, the judge said. The judge said that. A federal judge has ordered an emergency halt to a plan by the Trump admin to send more than 600 unaccompanied Guatemalan children to their home country. This is also part of the problem. I mean, I can sit here and talk about the Trump admin's immigration policy for hours, for days, and how terrible it's been. The lack of due process really shows here. But also, the Trump administration and Trump supporters that I talked to relentlessly promised that they only cared about illegal immigrants who were here committing crimes, people who were parts of gangs, or even people who were caught drunk driving repeatedly. There's an argument to be made that that person is a criminal and they need to be deported if they're there illegally. But that is not what the Trump administration's doing. That's the problem. They've been reallocating resources made for people who are repeatedly committing crimes towards this, towards a bunch of children being kicked out. They also claim that they only want people to come here through the legal means, but when people do come here through the legal means, Republicans then hoodwink them. We can look at temporary protected status. I believe it was 80,000 people who had temporary protected status just had it yanked last month. The month before that, it was like 40,000. Trump keeps targeting specific groups and removing their TPS after they came here legally through the proper procedures. Asylum is legal. A lot of people being deported came here seeking asylum. So the Trump admin is playing this sick game where they are retroactively criminalizing forms of immigration that were legal. Rather than just reforming the system or adding more judges to process these people, they say, hey, I know you came here legally and I know you did everything right, but we're still going to deport you just because we have to meet this quota. The judge, a Biden appointee, initially scheduled a virtual hearing on the matter for 3 p.m. on Sunday. I don't know why Politico clarifies it's a Biden appointee. It doesn't matter. But later moved the hearing up to 12:30 p.m. after being notified that some minors covered in the suit were in the process of being removed, were being boarded on a plane actively when there was a lawsuit. And the Trump admin keeps trying to do this. In the middle of the night, they keep trying to deport plane loads of people who shouldn't be deported. And a judge has to stop them. This is like the third time this has happened, where it's midnight and a judge is like, yo, you can't just be deporting people randomly. Quote, I have the government attempting to remove minor children from the country in the wee hours of the morning on a holiday weekend, which is surprising. But here we are, Suknanon said at the hastily assembled hearing. The judge also added, I have conflicting narratives from both sides, adding that what she heard from the advocates for the children doesn't quite line up with what they're getting from the government. And again, that's the problem. When you have conflicting reports and you don't give it the time, you don't have the due process to figure out which reports are right, then you don't care about due process, which the administration obviously doesn't. They are targeting the weak rather than targeting criminals. If this was a plane load of Trende Aragua gang members and they all had due process, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. But that's not what the admin's prioritizing. It's children. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, if you appreciate us shedding the truth, then drop a like, subscribe, drop some blue hearts. I'll see you on the next video. Peace out.